This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check out the variable GRD. That is the most adaptable holster you're going to find, and you find that at DeSantisHolster.com. 1 year ago, when lockdowns began, and I got a postulation for you on this. One of the reasons they're pushing this gun control is because we didn't do anything about lockdowns. But, I digress. When the lockdowns began, we were told we had to make a terrible choice. Sort of like the climax of the superhero movies in which a villain threatens two things the hero loves, forcing him to choose which to save and which to sacrifice. We were told that millions of us were going to die from a Chinese supervirus, and the only way to reduce that death toll from inflating even higher through overloaded hospital systems was to accept other kinds of suffering. And thusly, America agreed to 2 weeks to slow the spread. And as cases steadily rose over those 2 weeks, as predicted and normal with infection curves, we were told those 2 weeks needed to stretch into four, and then six. And then, well, we had a Sophie's Choice moment, you know. As data began to come in showing that the majority of those dangerously threatened by COVID-19 were in their last years and months of life, the equation turned into selflessly sacrificing the young and healthy to protect the old and vulnerable. People who showed any resistance to perpetual lockdowns and civil rights infringements against the healthy were told they were grandma killers and racist would-be mass murderers. We were told the only way to save grandma was to sacrifice everything that makes life worth living for. For everybody else. And the question becomes, what if that was false? What if the equation has been different? What if our choice has been to have some limited power to protect grandma while letting the young and healthy live their lives freely, an opportunity grandma also had? In short, what if whatever was going to happen with the vulnerable mostly did not depend on what everyone else did? If grandma's safety did not require sacrificing Junior? And what if we could have predicted this an entire year ago when it all began? If this were the case, why would we add to a largely fixed death toll other kinds of incalculable human suffering, including unnecessary deaths from other causes? If a child doesn't have to die to save grandma from coronavirus, why would we ever let that child die? And then, from sort of a unlikely source, we get this. ProPublica reporter Alec McGillis published a March 8th long read that accents these questions. And it is that tale of two cities in New Mexico and Texas. New Mexico tightened their lockdowns in February, but only after anguished children had taken their lives after repeatedly extended bans on sports, schooling, and everything else, everything social. Two of those children lived in Hobbs, New Mexico. Governor Lou John Grisham's lockdown rules banned contact sports such as soccer and football, prevented all middle and high schools from offering any in-person instruction until February. A half hour away. in Denver City, Texas, which makes them pretty much suburbs of each other, but in different states. Schools and sports opened in summer and fall 2020. Hobbs School officials, McGillis writes, could see open schools across the border in Texas. While the kids in Hobbs were involved in this crappy so-called online learning, in Denver City, kids could choose a full-time, all-day normal instruction or online school. And of the 492 high school students at Denver City, a few dozen opted for online school in the fall of 2020. And a few months in, all but a handful of those rejoined the classroom because they saw it was safe. And as for the teachers, there was no option. Their job was in the classroom. Denver City School spread desks 4 to 6 feet apart, allowed kids to go maskless except in hallways or while moving about in classrooms, and hosted lunch in the normal cafeteria. If a student or teacher tested positive for COVID, or to anyone who had been within 6 feet of that person, unmasked for more than 15 minutes, was sent home to quarantine for 10 days. Under those rules, the schools determined that the vast share of transmission seemed to be happening outside of school, as research was finding to be the case in other places as well. By summer of 2020, research had emerged contradicting a number of initial fears about how COVID-19 interacted with young people. A growing body of evidence suggested that younger children are the least likely to transmit the virus, but as children grow older, their capacity for transmission approaches that of adults. Of the nearly 500,000 deaths in the U.S. analyzed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that has COVID present in them in any way, shape, or form, 252 were among those 18 or younger, 0.05% of the total. CDC has also recorded about 2,000 cases of an inflammatory syndrome that has afflicted some children after they contracted the virus, resulting in another additional 30 deaths. Statistically speaking, this is a near zero rate with COVID recorded in the United States since the beginning of the data collection in March of 2020. By August and even months earlier, there was plenty of data to establish this trend and to open schools. But all of this was, the availability of all this information wasn't limited to the near zero rates of child deaths. It included studies that found children infrequently transmitted COVID to anyone. By June the 14th, out of Finland and Sweden found that zero deaths and only a handful of ICU hospitalizations among 1.8 million children ages 1 to 15 attending school and daycare. Dr. Scott Atlas went on television pointing out that research all summer, and he was fiercely attacked by Democrats, and the same New York Times that in late fall 2020 began publishing articles about the research Atlas had by then for months been quoting. And the only discernible reasons for this can be fear and politics, which the fear leads to the politics. The fear enables the politics. Now, Atlas, of course, was an advisor to Trump. That meant that anything coming out of their faces was not allowed. So they ignored the evidence, and because of these politics, children have needlessly died. And how many more is it going to take before they're happy? Like Hobbs, New Mexico, and Denver City, Texas, Finland and Sweden share a land and sea border and have similar demographics. Also, like Hobbs and Denver City, Finland and Sweden discovered the lockdowns of children did not reduce COVID-19 dangers, while also dramatically increasing other evils. They published the data showing so in June 2020, yet New Mexico still kept schools shut while Texas schools opened. The overall cumulative incidence among school-age children in Finland and Sweden is similar, even though Finland closed schools for most children. And Sweden did not. That kind of evidence prompted first world nations such as Germany, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Denmark to reopen their schools as early as May of last year. But not the majority of schools in the United States, most of which are still not fully open. And we have children dying because of this. Dying because of politics. It just makes me ill to think about this need for power. Nobody talks about this. Nobody's talking about these kids killing themselves. Nope. But we're going to have gun control. They're going to push that. They're going to try to get that. Yeah. All right. Answer to a question not asked. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The latest front in the culture war, and this is how stupid the left has become. And I've already talked about this too, but it just keeps getting worse. The latest culture war target is children's cartoons. In the form of animated shows and movies and illustrated storybooks. Dr. Seuss titles, Peter Pan, the Aristocats, Looney Tunes characters like Pepe Le Pew and Speedy Gonzalez, they've all essentially been canceled by the woke mob. And unfortunately, though unsurprisingly, in their insatiable appetite for new phantom offenses, these wokesters have completely missed the point. Of course, these cartoons traffic in stereotypes. They're cartoons, which is another word for caricatures. More importantly, though, the fact that they might contain some mildly inappropriate material is not a bug, but a feature. This is called comedy. All good comedy is based upon fact. There's no made-up comedy that references nothing that anybody knows about or has heard about, because then they don't get the joke part of it. Like telling the joke about how to stymie a Generation Z person, put a rotary phone in front of them, or put them in a car with a straight drive transmission. They won't know what to do. If you don't know about those things, though, that it completely misses the point. That's the purpose of what we used to call the comics. Funny stories featuring broadly drawn cartoonish characters in preposterous situations. And essentially, they're actually, you know, they're like Aesop's fables, morality tales, helping children understand in an engaging fashion what is and isn't acceptable in society. And it has always been this way. If you date back long before modern moving pictures or today's colorful high-tech animation, consider the Winnebago Trickster Cycle, a series of ancient Native American oral tales, which has since been transcribed, about a shady, mischievous, yet comical, dare we say, cartoonish character known as Trickster. Trickster was a shapeshifter. It's interesting that not only are the skinwalkers shapeshifters, so is the trickster. The trickster appeared at times as an animal, other times as human, sometimes male, sometimes female. According to one story, trickster carries around his or hers sexuality in a box. That way he can morph quickly into whatever the plot requires. And the role, of course, is to fool people. But more than that, because tricksters primarily, he exhibits the kinds of antisocial behaviors that were dangerous or forbidden in Winnebago culture. Which, by the way, that was Native American before it was the RV. In another story, Trickster eats a plant he had been warned not to eat. Soon, he gets diarrhea. For a while. Eventually, he has to climb a tree to escape it. Can you imagine generations of Winnebago children sitting around the campfire in rapt attention as skilled storytellers wove the sordid yet hilarious tale and squealing with delight at the trickster's grotesque predicament? And beyond the fact that it's undeniably funny, there's an obvious point to the narrative. Don't eat things your elders tell you not to eat. In the story, the results of disobedience are absurd and therefore comical. And in real life, they could be disastrous, even deadly. But it's the humorous depiction, specifically the inappropriate content, that drives the important message home and makes the lesson stick. you know, Brer Rabbit and the Uncle Remus tales from the Gullah culture in South Georgia is based on an African version of Trickster. In Norse mythology, the Trickster's name Loki, long before he was glamorized for Hollywood by the movie industry. In America, we have our own versions. They go by the names like Bugs Bunny and Pepe Le Pew and the Cat in the Hat. But in whatever form, he serves the same purpose, to make us laugh. Specifically to make children laugh, while at the same time illustrating behavior that, indisputably funny, is also wildly inappropriate. That, as our Winnebago, Norse, and African forebears understood so well, is one of the primary ways children learn, not just through moralistic portrayals of good behavior, but through comical depictions of bad. It never occurred to me when I was a kid, watching Pepe Le Pew cartoons on Saturday morning, to find his behavior acceptable, much less imitated. I would watch his overly amorous antics in light of what my parents had taught me about male-female relationships. And there was the key to this. I understood just the opposite. It was clear that he was a cad, that no man should treat women that way, and that any man who did was a skunk. That was the message I received because it was the message intended by the storytellers. Like those who came before us, we used to understand such things. That we no longer do, that these sour, humorless wokesters are attempting to banish the lovable, deplorable, ridiculous, rogue trickster. This bodes ill for our society. Children can learn anything at their young ages. They can learn any language at their young ages, anything else. They simply have to be exposed to it. And by exposing, you know, the Saturday morning cartoons have been long gone. I mean, I don't know how many generations have not had it. And that is where the problem may come in a lot of ways, because that moralistic story has gone away now. And the last generations around, some of the stuff that was around when I was in the 70s, I'm almost certain those guys were stoned. I'm sure that Sid and Marty Croft were stoned. But it just comes down to the fact that we're losing something as a society. If we can't have humor, what are we going to have left? What's going to be out there? It isn't going to be good. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. So, in any event, that's what they are. That's what we got going on. The wokesters, the humorless wokesters, are ruining it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. we're going to get 100 million shots in people's arms within the first 60 days of my administration.
President Biden's comments as he hits the road selling his massive stimulus bill that he recently signed, the president visiting Smith Flooring in Chester, Pennsylvania, and saying the nearly $2 trillion bill will go a long way toward helping small businesses and struggling workers recover from the coronavirus crisis. Around 3,000 illegal immigrant teen boys are expected to call a Dallas Convention Center home starting tomorrow. Sources telling TV station WFAA in Dallas, the center will serve as a decompression center for 90 days for the children who recently came to Texas from Mexico. President Biden also saying on Tuesday he has no plans to visit the border anytime soon. This is USA Radio News. The current situation at the southern border is difficult. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says as DHS is working to manage the wave of illegal immigrants and unaccompanied minors. Gila Bend, Arizona is about 80 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The mayor of Gila Bend, Chris Riggs, telling Fox News,
I live right, my backyard literally is the Sonora National Monument. I like to take walks out there, and I'm seeing the foot traffic come through here. I'm seeing drug mules like I've never seen before go through our desert. It needs to stop. It needs to stop, and the federal government needs to step up and do their job. They're the ones who created this problem. They need to fix it.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 127 points to close at 32,825. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we find ourselves in a tricky situation. Right now, it's not trendy to be Caucasian, heterosexual, male, politically incorrect. There's a lot of things that's not trendy. A lot of people in the community at large have been convinced by the LGBT activist community that being straight is out of style and that in order to be trendy, you have to identify as something. Your sexuality is now your identity. And the younger the age group, the more this thinking has infected people. Now, according to the LGBT community, any choice in identity must be respected to the point of being revered. Can't be questioned, ever. Can't be criticized, ever. To be of any kind of sexuality makes one a higher being. Although heterosexuality is a type of sexuality. But the only sexuality that isn't protected is being straight, which can be judged as homophobic, transphobic, one of the icks, I don't know. And simply not wanting to engage in sexual intercourse with someone who is gay or trans, especially trans. So, like, as a straight man, as a heterosexual man, if someone presents themselves as a woman and I decline to have sexual intercourse with them because they're not actually a woman, they're a man, but they're identifying as a man, this makes me transphobic or homophobic. Straight person denying sex to a person who identifies as the opposite sex is transphobic because it's the same as denying their sexuality. So, I love the way young people think out of the box now. This didn't happen when I was a kid to this degree. I mean, we were pretty clever, but we existed at a different time with a different set of rules. So right now, TikTok, which is probably the biggest video platform out there, some of the straight TikTok users decided to play by the rules of this game, and they created their own sexuality. This is the super straight sexuality. Super straight means you're only attracted to someone of the opposite sex who was born that way. It's legitimate sexuality that now must be respected by the laws and rules of the LGBT community. Needless to say, this has the trans community furious. Super straight started out as a joke by a TikTok user trying to logic out a way for the LGBT people to respect straight people. That video soon went viral, resulting in a host of users jumping on the bandwagon to identify super straight themselves. All of them young, you know, male, female, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. Quite the diverse little group of young people. This also created a backlash effect from the LGBT community, who began reportedly sending death threats to the original uploader of the idea, as well as threatening his mother's business. I shared the original video on my Facebook page. It's just that good. I don't normally share video that I don't create, but I shared this one because it's just that good. Anybody from the trans community who says that super straight can't be a legitimate sexuality has their own argument thrown back in their face that super straight just wanted to be accepted for who they are and not be ridiculed for being a sexuality that they can't help, which is a little bit like the whole black-white thing as far as I'm concerned. You know, when I don't remember being in the womb. I don't remember being born. I don't remember the first time I looked in the mirror and went, good God, I'm Caucasian, thank goodness. Because that was never a thought that occurred to me. I began to become aware of certain things as I got older, of course. I was in the 70s, I was bused to a school district that was not mine. In the name of diversity. And as soon as that went away, those schools, which were such a big part of my youth, went back to being segregated. Because most people live in communities that are segregated. Not because they don't have a choice, they make the choice. Because in the community that I live, in the neighborhood I live in, there are black people, Hispanic people, you know, Islamic. There's all kinds of people in this little nook that I live in. And we all look out for each other. And we don't look at any one of us and say, well, you can't be here because you're this or you're that. So there's nothing exclusionary going on. But that's what happened in the community where I went to school. As soon as they removed all of that imposed desegregation, it went back to being voluntarily segregated. This is a loss by the LGBT activist community, and it's also part of the reason they're so angry about it, because for decades, we've been told by the LGBT activist community that we're all homophobic or transphobic, because the world hasn't been accepting of their sexuality. And with this, the tables have been turned. And they're the ones that are not being accepting. We should be sitting back and relishing this. Brothers, sisters, if you are super straight, if you are Caucasian, well, just if you're super straight, if you are heterosexual, rise up. We have been freed. We no longer have to kowtow to somebody because we don't do things by their rules, because we've established our own sexual identity now. They wanted the ID politics. Here you go. Here's some ID politics. We are super straight. And we only want to, you know, we only want to be involved with somebody of the opposite sex that was born that way, that is still that way today. And no, we're no sort of an ick if we get out there and some guy that is a guy wants to come up to me and says he's a woman now and says, you want to go out? And I say, no, because you're not a woman. Do you think gay men are discriminatory against women? No. But they're gay by their sexual identity. And that's okay, right? Because that's their sexual identity. But, you know, that's the problem when you get out there and you start looking at people with a very narrow defining set of criteria, trying to determine what they are. But hey, brothers and sisters, we are freed. Come together, all of us. Now when they laugh at us and everything and say, well, you're not transgender, we can go, nope, super straight. Congratulations, transgender, I see you. I'm super straight. You see me? I know that. They're quite angry. And their response was to threaten the guy who made the original video with death. Once again, the tolerant left shows their true colors. I do so love it when the sauce, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. When that happens and it gets served up, there you go. Enjoy. You wanted ID politics, you got it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them.
Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Low. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So, one of the things they want you to do, if you are a normal, everyday American, is to believe that there is trouble, that there's danger. Today is the 9th. Capitol Police warned of potential threats like the riot on January 6th could happen on March the 4th. And then the waiting began. The preparing began. The anticipation began. Then the day came, and all that was out there was the staff and the National Guard and media crews and some people exercising. From the outside, you see fences topped with razor wire, concrete barriers, military trucks that have surrounded the Capitol grounds complex with limited openings for official vehicles and credentialed staff since the deadly riot where supporters of the former President Donald Trump breached and entered the building, as the official's tale goes. Now, my next question has to do with QAnon, because some of the QAnon followers reportedly believe that Trump will return to Washington, D.C., and they thought he was going to assume the presidency on March the 4th. This according to the Washington Post. Department of Homeland Security Acting Undersecretary Melissa Smyslova said the agency is working with the FBI to monitor extremists discussing March 4th and March 6th, both of which, of course, have passed now. Nothing happened. Now, back to QAnon. There's nothing I wanted more than to see a second term of Donald Trump. And that was simply not in the cards because he stepped on too many toes. And this was a very coordinated effort that we were unprepared for this kind of scale. So the shame is on us. Trump warned us of it. Trump warned us that this was going to happen. Some of us, I mean, even myself, I was out there thinking, well, the deluge of voters is going to come out. They just wash that away. And I was wrong. But I got to ask this. I have to ask this. QAnon. Who is QAnon? Who is Q? Besides the gun company that keeps getting in trouble. Who's the Q in QAnon? From Ms. Smizlova, she said, we don't have any indication of violence or a specific credible plot at the time. In late February, an unidentified group discussed plans to take control of the U.S. Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers, according to the internal bulletin. No name on who that was. If they were actually planning that, why aren't they arrested? March 4th was the traditional inaugural day for presidents before the 20th Amendment was passed in 1932 and has become a significant date in QAnon conspiracy theories, according to the Post. The U.S. Capitol Police did not name a specific group, but announced an increase in security around the U.S. Capitol building in preparation for any potential threat. But I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, Bill, did you see what QAnon said? Well, here's the thing. I don't even use a stage name. Bill Frady is my real name. If I say something, when I say it, I firmly believe it unless I'm shown to be incorrect. And you have someone to compare it to. You can say, Bill Frady said this. And it's me. You know who I am. You know what I do. There's nothing anonymous about me. But if there are people that are following QAnon and listening to everything that QAnon says, as these people seem, and listen, I know there are some that do. Maybe not the way the Washington Post puts it. But a lot of this had to do with something manufactured. Because if they are actually looking for intelligence and they're not seeing any, I mean, listen, if they're actually surveilling somebody, you got to assume they got their phones, they got their email, they got their internet, they got them all. They got everything. They know everything they're doing. They're knowing what's on the pizza when they order it. They know what they bought at Walmart. They know it all. And in the interim, they tell us we have intelligence that this is going to occur. Now, what I find particularly tasty about this is that nothing happened. And that's important. This is another of these things where we, like with the vaccine. I went looking for the vaccine today to find a place to see what it would take to actually get the vaccine. That's going to be a tough road to hoe right there, let me tell you. But let's see. The Capitol Police said, we have obtained intelligence that shows a possible plot to breach the Capitol by an identified militia group on Thursday, March the 4th. We've already made significant security upgrades to include establishing a physical structure and increasing manpower to ensure the protection of Congress, the public, and our police officers. The House of Representatives canceled their Thursday session while the Senate met to discuss the COVID-19 bill, according to the NPR. So they have a known militia group that they say is going to attack them on a given date, and they aren't there already. This is why you gather intelligence. If you're gathering intelligence, see, it's one thing to get out there and say, we believe somebody's going to rob a bank. It's quite another thing to say, we believe they are going to rob a bank, especially if they have a background robbing banks. And that's where a lot of these issues are coming from. Because I don't see them, if they're doing something, while they're out there saying, we have intelligence and we've identified somebody, if they haven't gone after them, then that makes me wonder why not. Now, right now, the department said they're working with a variety of agencies to prevent potential attacks at the Capitol, and that they're taking the intelligence seriously. You got the National Guard there. I'm almost certain they still have no ammo. And they've been there for over 50 days following a pro-Trump riot, as they put it. That coming from the Daily Caller, by the way, which is supposed to be this big conservative place calling it a pro-Trump riot. The department requested a 60-day extension of the National Guard to remain stationed at the Capitol. And the request is set to be reviewed by the Pentagon. The Capitol Police did not respond to the Daily Caller News Foundation's request for comment. Of course. Of course they didn't. See, now what this was supposed to do, this is almost like the climate change template if you look at it. Now we've been told since Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been in office that we're all going to be gone in 12 years if we don't adopt the Green New Deal. Now, we haven't done it yet, so that means we're down to 9, right? 9 years left, and then we're a big ball of fire. And that is just the latest in a lot of those predictions that has come about, where they say this is going to happen by this date, or that's going to happen by this date, and it never happens. And whenever it doesn't happen, well, that's just so tasty. Because then they start backtracking and saying, well, the data may have been slightly flawed, but, you know, it's still going to happen just later than we thought. But we're definitely going to see. Right? We're definitely going to see. So here we had this thing where there was an attack that was imminent, and it just didn't happen. It was just a big nothing burger. In the meantime, the National Guard are getting metal shavings in their food and bad food and spoiled food, and I'm so sure they are happy with their mission. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this: it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.